This is an iHeart podcast. Guaranteed human.
Why should you listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand?
We're not boring. A lot of news is boring.
And tedious.
And depressing.
And makes you angry. You don't want to live your life like that.
Hey, I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty.
We're Armstrong and Getty.
We try to bring you the truth.
And help you figure out this crazy modern world.
How about something about a comedic tone?
We have a winner.
Yes. Listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand on the iHeartRadio app,
Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
As America marks its 250th anniversary, we're looking back at 2.5 centuries of rebellion and liberty through the eyes of the heroes who defended it.
The whole thing about this country is freedom. If we're not careful, we could lose that.
On Medal of Honor, Stories of Courage, we bring you the defining moments of valor that went above and beyond the call of duty. Listen to Medal of Honor on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is the Jesse Kelly Show.
Welcome, welcome. I'm Lydia Serrani in for the one, the only Jesse Kelly. Thank you so much for tuning in. I'm reporting from you, or hosting. Sorry, I always say reporting because I'm a journalist at heart. I'm a news anchor at Newsmax. You can catch me every Saturday at 5 p.m. Eastern and Sundays at noon Eastern. And then I fill in during the week on primetime. I'll be in for Carl Higbee on Friday at 5 p.m. Eastern. We're in the heart here of New York City in Midtown Manhattan. It's a beautiful day out here, but it is stormy in Washington, D.C. Everything that's going on there, right? The big controversy now is who ran the auto pen. I've been saying this for so long. So President Trump, he came out with the Truth Social, and he said basically that the auto pen controversy comes in second behind the stolen election. I mean, the auto pen, think about this. We do not know who the president of the United States was for 4 years. You know, he was selected. If you think about it, Joe Biden was selected because he was the least radical. They thought he would be the most moderate when it came to the border. That's why when we saw him allowing 20, whatever, you know, how many million illegal aliens to invade us, and not only invade this country, but aid and abet that invasion. Think about just how crazy it was. They were harboring criminals. They didn't even bother to do a checks and balances type of situation with these people to figure out who they are, what they are. I want you to take a listen to Border Czar Tom Homan, and he explains why the Biden administration purposely put these people up in these Midtown hotels, just right around here, by the way, not too far from here, a couple of blocks away, versus putting them in, say, an ICE housing detention. Clip number three.
And as far as releasing so many people, you know why the Biden administration released millions of people in the United States? No one ever talks about it. I'll talk about it. Why did they release people into the interior of the United States and rather than put them into an ICE bed? Why not put them in an empty ICE bed at $127 a night rather than in a hotel room at $500 a night? They did it on purpose. Because when you put them in ICE detention bed, they get a hearing in 35 days. Court records show 9 out of 10 people claim asylum, get order removal, they're gone. But if you release them and put them in a hotel room at $500 a night, their hearings could be 5, 7, 9 years if you pull out all appeals. And what are they hoping for then? That another Democrat administration is in power. They can warrant amnesty to millions.
Wow. You see that? It was all by design. If you think about all of this was by design, they knew exactly what they were doing, hoping and praying that the next president would be a Democrat. That's why they tried to put Trump behind bars. That's why they tried to kill him. That's why they tried, because he was a threat to their dictatorship. That's why President Trump, he's the outlier. He's a threat to the swamp. I personally think that they're going to try to kill him again. They're going to try again and again and again because he is a threat to what is the Democrat ultimate end game? Their goal? It's power. I mean, do you really think they care about illegal aliens? Do you think they really care about their well-being? I mean, like you have now, this just came across, a Biden-appointed judge. He blocked the Trump administration from deporting the family of that accused Boulder terrorist, Mohammed Soleiman. Why not deport his family? Why not? You're here illegally. Think about it. Instead of kicking this guy out after his visa expired, they gave him a work visa. They knew what this guy was up to. They don't care. They don't care. The Democrat Party is a caricature of itself. I'm from New York City, as you could probably tell from my accent. I'm from the Bronx, and I grew up, you know, being a Democrat. You thought of a Republican as like an old white dude or whatever, you know. But this Democrat Party, this is not the JFK. This is not even Clinton. This is, I don't even know what this is. This is AOC, Ilhan Omar. These are transgender weirdo freaks. That's what this Democrat Party is all about, because it's all about power and control. It's about taking away what it means to be a woman. And then it also, of course, they don't want anybody that believes in any kind of higher power, because in their minds, the government is your daddy. You should be beholden to the government. I mean, here in New York City, there's a guy that's a socialist. His name is Zohran Mamdani. He is right behind disgraced former governor Andrew Cuomo to be the next mayor of New York City. This guy wants state run grocery stores. He wants rent freezes. This guy won't say that Israel has a right to exist. He's like openly anti-Semitic. He's very proud of being a Muslim. I mean, and this is the largest city in the world. And this all began because Joe Biden was selected, right? They selected him because they could control him. It wasn't because he was the best candidate. That's why they didn't want Bernie Sanders. Remember, Bernie got screwed. They wanted Joe Biden because they wanted somebody they could control. They knew there was something up with him ever since way back then. And so now you have James Comer. He's going to use the power of the Department of Justice to try to find out, put people under oath, find out who was in control of the auto pen. Joe Biden granted pardons and clemency more than any other president in U.S. history. This is a guy who couldn't even go to the grocery store by himself. This is a guy who could probably barely dress himself. This is the guy that you had a Secret Service agent recently say that Joe Biden would get lost in the closet in the White House. So you're telling me Joe Biden was able to grant all these pardons, all these, and that's what they're trying to find out. That's what the investigation they're hoping to uncover. Did he even know what was going on? Did he even understand? I want you to listen to what James Comer said here. He's the head of the House Oversight Committee. Clip number 18.
And we issued criminal referrals. Hunter Biden committed perjury. Jim Biden lied in front of Congress. And there are others in other investigations who have lied, and there's been no accountability. So we're certainly going to continue to investigate, but we're desperately seeking accountability from the Department of Justice, and hopefully that'll happen. Because when you talk about using the auto pen to sign these executive orders were many meant to Trump-proof this White House. And if we can find information that would lead us to believe that Joe Biden had no knowledge of those executive orders being signed in his name, then I think that the Trump administration could get them thrown out in court. And then Trump would be able to execute his agenda a whole lot easier without all the Trump proofing that happened with the auto pen at the end of the Biden administration.
Unbelievable. We need to codify all of President Trump's executive orders, because that's what they're going to do. They're going to try to do everything they can to either kill Trump, or if J.D. Vance runs, or whomever else runs, a Republican, God only knows, because these people are desperate and they'll do anything it takes to remain in power, because that's all it's about. They're now literally rewriting history. You have Jake Tapper with his stupid book, right? So not only did these people lie to us, they gaslit us, they tried to imprison us. I mean, look what they did to people on January 6th. People, you know, you had little grandmas walking around with Slurpee cups, and they tried to put them behind bars for the rest of their lives. You had little old ladies, you had priests and monks who prayed outside of a pro-life. They were pro-lifers outside of abortion clinics, just praying, and they tried to put them behind bars for life. These are people that have no soul, no conscience. They don't care. And now they're rewriting history and making money off of it. Jake Tapper and that Axios reporter, they should be on the unemployment line. Never mind, they're on a book tour making all of this money. Notice I won't say their names. And now Karine Jean-Pierre, the former White House press secretary, you know, she was a consummate DEI hire. She's an attractive black woman who also was a lesbian. Talk about check, 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 check. Now she's come out with a book, and here is the reason why she says she decided to come out with the book. Clip 17.
of misinformation, disinformation, the regressiveness of social policy, what we're seeing currently right now, what I have decided to do, and I really have thought long and hard about this, is to follow my own compass. And that's what I've done. And that's what this book does. And here's the truth. And here's how I will lay it out to you. I think we need to stop thinking in boxes and think outside of our boxes.
Yeah, outside the box. So she's come out with this book. She's saying now she's an independent. She's no longer a Democrat. This is the same lady who lied to us. Remember she said the whole cheap fakes. And then she defended Joe Biden, saying that he was the sharpest guy she knows. I want you to listen to this just in February, which she said, a little flashback, how she said it was so devastating, how there was a firing squad surrounding Joe Biden, and how could they do this and try to take him down. Number 14.
A firing squad around a person who I believe was a true patriot, a person who I believe did everything that he can for this country. A person who I believe, as I mentioned before, has done more in one term than most presidents had done in two term, historical things. And I was shocked by what I was seeing.
You know, I agree with her. He did more than any other president has ever done in one term, two terms. He almost destroyed this country. Think about it. It not only became an invasion, it became a takeover. And what they did, it's just unbelievable what the Biden administration, how it almost destroyed this nation. And if America falls, then the rest of the world falls. It was incredible, astounding, but we will find out the truth and we're going to hold them accountable. Again, I'm Lydia Serrani filling in for Jesse Kelly. You can follow me on social media at Lydia News, LIDIANEWS. You can catch me on Newsmax. And I think we have a special, if you consider yourself pro-life, here's a wake-up call for you. Despite the overturning of Roe, overall abortions increased nearly 1% last year. What does this look like? It translates to over 100,000 additional babies' lives lost, totaling an estimated 1,038,100 unborn babies. Every one of these lives was precious. The Ministry of Preborn, it is on the front lines advocating for these beautiful souls who never had the chance to grow up. Preborn's network of clinics are strategically located in the country's highest abortion areas, ready to support women making decisions about their baby's futures. Through compassionate, loving care and free ultrasounds, Preborn helps women connect with the life growing inside of them. And once she hears their heartbeat, her baby's chance at life doubles. Last year alone, Preborn rescued over 67,000 babies. So please consider getting involved. Your monthly support of $28 makes this mission possible. Life is sacred. Never forget that. Life is eternal. To donate, simply dial #250 and say the keyword baby. That's #250 baby, or visit preborn.com/Jesse. That's preborn.com/Jesse, sponsored by Preborn, and we'll be right back.
This is the Jesse Kelly Show.
Welcome back to the Jesse Kelly Show. I am Lydia Serrani, Newsmax host, filling in for the one, the only Jesse Kelly. You know, sometimes in life, you want to get to the truth. You have to look at the numbers. Unfortunately, 50% of all dogs over 10 years old will die of cancer, and the other 40 to 50% suffer miserably from skin issues or joint problems. And this is widely attributed to your dog's diet. These numbers are what inspired naturopathic Dr. Dennis Black to create Rough Greens. So here's the good news. With thousands of testimonials and five-star reviews every month, Rough Greens is now the number one all-natural dog supplement in America. They've helped millions of pups like mine, Chloe, stay active and be healthy, and your pup could be next. You don't have to change your dog's food to improve your dog's health. All you have to do is add a scoop of Rough Greens. Get it? Rough, R-U-F-F. So fetch a free Jumpstart trial bag for your dog today. You just cover shipping. Go to roughgreens.com. Just use promo code Jesse. That's rough, R-U-F-F, greens.com. Promo code Jesse. Again, you don't have to change your dog's diet, his food or her food, to improve your dog's health. Just add a scoop of Rough Greens. Now we need like a barking sound. Woof. Okay. So we're talking about the auto pen, the controversy, the almost total annihilation of what could have happened to our nation had Kamala, cackling Kamala. Could you imagine, oh my God, if she had become president of the United States, if they had really succeeded? Think about it. They staged a coup. Just to like take it back, because I remember I was sitting at Newsmax. It was on a Sunday. I have my show on Sunday. And all of a sudden we get the notice that, because just that Friday, Joe Biden said he was staying in the race. And then that Sunday afternoon, they said Joe Biden dropped out. And I could almost picture how it went down. Poor Joe is like sleeping because, you know, he'd take an afternoon nap, you know, because that's what old people do, especially people suffering from dementia. And now we know he had cancer, too. Poor. Now, see, she made me feel, now I feel sorry for the guy. But anyway, so he's like lying, you know, probably. And then Dr. Jill's like, honey, he's like, honey, I got some bad news. Ice cream. You don't got vanilla. I love the, no, honey, you're not running. And he's probably like that. And he thought it was Kamala. He's like that. Oh, that woman. I can't believe she did this to me. And she's probably like, no, honey, it was Nancy. Because, you know, Nancy Pelosi, she's the one that staged that coup, or, you know, and Joe Biden, he gets kicked to the curb. They bring in, Kamala Harris, the ultimate DEI hire. And the Democrats, they didn't care. I truly, you know what I think? I think Joe Biden, they didn't get a PSA test for him, which is, you know, that prostate antigen test since 2014. They didn't care if he developed prostate cancer. They didn't care if he developed any. They wanted him to die. They wanted him to die so then they could just install Kamala Harris, the ultimate DEI hire, because they didn't care if they sacrificed Joe Biden. They didn't care who they sacrificed. So as long as they got their woman of color, right? Their woman of color. And then, you know, Kamala she's profoundly stupid. So then they figured, okay, we can really, really, really control her. And of course you're like, well, who is running the show? By the way, I'm going to be talking to Lindsay Lee coming up just after the break, so don't go anywhere. If you know who Lindsay Lee is, she was a former Biden campaign staffer. She's a political strategist, former official. She helped raise the money. This is the woman who's been blowing the whistle, how they paid Beyonce, et cetera. So she's coming up in just a bit. So Lindsay Lee, you don't want to go anywhere. But so you wonder, who was in charge, right? Who was in charge of the White House? I think it was the little Biden aides, you know, like a couple of those people. But at the end of the day, I think it was Barack Obama. Clip 13.
He asked once, you know, would you have liked to have served a third term if you could have? And I say, you know, I wouldn't have wanted to be out front. But if somebody had said you can sit in your basement in your sweats, and there's somebody else who's playing the president with a microphone in his or her ear, and you can just kind of give suggestions and policy, then I might have enjoyed doing that.
Mm-hmm. You did enjoy it. You certainly did enjoy it. And that's why when it just became unbearable, George Clooney, you know, he saw Joe at that fundraiser and Joe Biden didn't know who George Clooney was. That's when they were like, okay, the jig is up. You know, we got to do something. And the fact that you had the media was co-conspirators in this massive scam, and now they continue to lie to us over and over and over again. And you have Karine Jean-Pierre, and she's coming out with this book. She's a liar. She's a fraud. I can't believe anybody that would put her on the air touting this book. She over and over, she gaslit and lied to the American people about everything. Oh, no, people aren't walking across the border. Oh, no, it was cheap fakes. Don't believe your eyes. Don't believe your ears. Joe Biden is the smartest guy on the planet. They just lied and lied and lied to us. And so that's why I've said this, and I don't care. I'm going to say, you can never vote for a Democrat again. They cannot be trusted because they lie to us about everything. You can't trust them. Forget about it's like a relationship. If somebody lies to you once, okay, there's a fracture in the foundation of that trusting relationship, right? But you can maybe get over it. These people, the Democrat Party, they lie to us about everything, and they continue to lie to us about everything. They keep lying about about President Trump's big, beautiful bill, right? Telling us that they're going to cut Medicaid. You're not going to have Medicaid anymore. Enough. Oh, inflation's going to be out of control. You're not going to be able to afford this. You're not going to be able to afford that. How many times did we hear it? And what's happened? The cost of eggs have gone down. Inflation is now almost non-existent to when Trump left it before, you know, what happens with the election. So we've seen it over and over again that they are liars, and we need to never vote for a Democrat again, and we need to keep calling them out. And guess what? Don't even be friends with Democrats anymore. I've decided, because it's like, if you're going to be insane, then fine. I want nothing to do with you. There's a new poll that came out that said 45% of liberals suffer from a mental disorder. Are you shocked? Anyway, I'm Lydia Serrani. Don't go anywhere. At Lydia News, LIDIANEWS. We'll be right back.
This is the Jesse Kelly Show.
Why should you listen to Armstrong and Getty on demand?
We're not boring. A lot of news is boring.
And tedious.
And depressing.
And makes you angry. You don't want to live your life like that.
Hey, I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty.
We're Armstrong and Getty.
We try to bring you the truth.
And help you figure out this crazy modern world.
How about something about a comedic tone?
We have a winner.
Yes. Listen to Armstrong and Getty on demand on the iHeartRadio app,
Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
2026 marks the 250th anniversary of America. The soul of this country is found in the stories of those who defended it. I'm J.R. Martinez, a U.S. Army veteran. I know that true valor isn't just a word. It's a choice made in a split second. That's why I'm honored to bring you a brand new season of Medal of Honor, Stories of Courage from Pushkin Industries and iHeart Podcast. You'll fly into the heart of a rescue mission with Air Force pilot James Fleming in Vietnam.
I'm going to put you out in the middle of hell. If you have to come home, I'll bring you home. That's my duty. It's my honor.
We'll also travel back to 1926 to witness Richard Byrd's historic flight over the North Pole. These are more than just stories of combat. They are testaments to leadership, community, and the human spirit. Listen to Medal of Honor on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back to the Jesse Kelly Show. I'm Lydia Serrani of Newsmax, filling in for Jesse Kelly. You can follow me on social media at Lydia News, LIDIANEWS. And I'll be here with you guys tomorrow as well, where we are here broadcasting live from Midtown Manhattan in New York City. What a beautiful day it is, but there's a lot of turbulence going on in the world, specifically when it comes to Washington, D.C., as more revelations and the truth. The thing about the truth is it's like a weed, right, in a sidewalk. Like, if you ever come here to New York City out of nowhere, like, you'll see this little weed popping up, this, or even a little flower coming up through the concrete out of nowhere, and that's the truth. Just when you least expect it to come out, and now we're finding out more about Joe Biden, just how mentally, he was struggling. My goodness, they're saying he got lost in the closet in the mornings at the White House. Nobody was allowed to even state the obvious. The poor guy, I could barely dress himself. It was weekend at Bernie's, 24/7 at the White House. And there is one person who knows this all too well, who witnessed it herself all too well, and that is Lindy Lee. She's on with us right now. She's a political strategist, former Democratic official. Lindy, thank you so much for joining us here on the Jesse Kelly Show.
It's an honor to be with you. Thank you so much for having me, Lydia.
So, Lindy, you know, you helped raise money for the Biden campaign. Tell us about it.
Yeah, unfortunately, it's actually one of the biggest regrets of my life. And I stopped early 2024 raising for the Biden campaign because it really felt to me to be a charade. It was basically, as you said, it was a weekend at Bernie's situation. Everybody was in on it. I don't buy anyone who said they were somehow fooled by 80-year-old dementia patient. There's just no way. And I tried to speak up on several occasions. I went to the press, in fact. I went on Fox News Sunday. And I was punished for it. Eventually, I was banned from the Biden White House. I was just not allowed at any of the events. And I used to go all the time. You would see me at the front row. They treated me graciously. The moment I questioned them, I was banished.
Do you think that they knew he was sick? Or my theory is they were so desperate to keep his mental issues quiet, that they didn't want other doctors. They didn't want him around a lot of doctors because they didn't want the secret to get out, as even though it was kind of out, but they didn't want any kind of like documentation about it. And they basically sacrificed him. They made him, you know, the sacrificial lamb in their minds, there was a greater good here. And who cares if this guy dies of cancer or whatever else, because the greater goal here, the end game here, is to get Kamala Harris, DEI hire, or whoever else to remain in power. That's the end game here. And it doesn't matter who dies.
Lydia, I think you're right on target. What I would add is that Biden was complicit himself, and his family was too. They very much wanted to hold on to power. So I'm not absolving Biden himself from any responsibility. And something that I've been learning over the last couple months, just the extent to which he himself got himself into this mess. He chose to run for president. Hunter Biden actually had a tremendous influence on this as well, because his own freedom was at stake. And this guy is incapable of making money the right way. Everything is very corrupt with him. He's been leeching on his family name for his entire life. So this guy has not been able to make a living. And one of the reasons why we keep seeing Jill and Joe Biden pop up is that they realize that the Biden family is no longer able to make money. Hunter's paintings aren't selling. The Ukraine Burisma grift is gone. James Biden's hospital network imploded. They don't have a way of perpetuating what they hoped to be was a dynasty.
What do you think about Karine Jean-Pierre now declaring Democrat? She's now an independent. I mean, I kind of like, I think this, the Democrats, they should be celebrating that they finally rid themselves of this. She's what a failure. What a perfect example of DEI that should go DIE, you know, metaphorically, of course. She is the epitome of mediocrity and of failing up. So I'm sure they're thrilled to finally get rid of her. But I mean, now she's coming out with this book. Now she wants to come out and say, oh, I'm an independent and I'm doing this because I want to separate fact from fiction. Are you kidding me? She is she was the queen of lying.
Two things I want to say. Anita Dunn, who is one of the three people who are essentially our president, Anita Dunn, White House senior advisor, wanted so badly to get rid of Karine Jean-Pierre. KJP, as she was known, was one of the most disliked and held in the most contempt members of the Biden White House. Few people had respect for her. As you said, she was beyond mediocre. I think mediocre is actually putting it nicely. Mm-hmm. That's number one. So they always wanted to get rid of her, even when she was a Democrat. And number two, you know why she's writing a book? Because she wanted a gig on The View, but didn't get it. Okay, so please spare me the whole charade about being an independent. It's because she didn't get her number one job.
I couldn't agree more. I want you to take a listen to David Mamet. And he says that Democrats have a real mental health problem. There's even a poll that came out by Nate Silver that says about 45% of liberals suffer from poor mental health, which I'm surprised the number is that low, because if you're a true Democrat, you're clearly mentally ill, that you keep buying into the lies and the propaganda. But listen to what he says here, clip number 22.
And everything in the Democrats' playbook is denial, which takes all of a person's mental energy. It's no different than a dysfunctional family. If you have a family and dad is a pedophile, the problem is not that dad is a pedophile, but the problem for everyone in the family is they have to deny that dad is a pedophile, because if they face it, the family as they know it is going to fall apart and they don't know what comes next. That's horrific. It's legitimate, but it's horrific. That's where the Democrats are now.
Wow, he's comparing the Democrat Party to pedophilia. This is a legendary playwright, David Mamet. What do you think about, you have a lot of Democrats that are kind of waking up and saying, you know what, this is not normal. I'm done.
Yeah, and I did it before. It was cool. I did this last year, and now everyone seems to be doing it. I would actually, he compares it to pedophilia. I would compare it to the Church of Scientology, actually. When I first started calling them out on their corruption, they wanted to destroy, discredit, and, you know, excommunicate me. And I've given them 7 months to show where I was wrong on the facts, and they haven't been able to. Yeah, they go after my family. They go after me. They send me threats. They try to cancel me. I've been banned by CNN and MSNBC, two networks that I used to be on a weekly basis. I haven't been on since because they are not open to be called out on their BS. So I completely sympathize with his description of this. I would even go further. It's just completely sick. And my only regret is that it took me so long. But being in the cult is so strong. It's like a centripetal force. And leaving is just excruciatingly difficult because you have to question every aspect of your worldview. But I know now that they lied to me about everything. They lied about the millions. They lied about the way that they spent the millions that I raised. They lied about Hunter Biden's laptop. They lied about Biden's cognitive decline. They lied about Kamala Harris's competence. They lied about our polling. They literally lied about everything.
They certainly did. If you're just tuning in, we're talking to Lindsey Lee. She is a political strategist now. She's a former Biden campaign staffer. She has seen the light. She saw the light, as she just said, before it was even cool, because you clearly are a person of moral fortitude. You're a person that believes in right and wrong, and you just couldn't swallow the BS that they were spoon-feeding you any longer and denying reality about Joe Biden and everything that the Democrat Party stands for. Lindsey, don't go anywhere. We're going to talk to you more after the break. We've got a lot more to discuss. And then, of course, we'll be taking phone calls in the next hour. So for all of you want to get ready, 1-877-377-4373. That's 1-877-377-4373. I'm Lydia Serrani. Lydia News, LIDIANEWS, in for Jesse Kelly. Don't go anywhere.
Jesse Kelly. Back soon.
Welcome back to the Jesse Kelly Show. I'm Lydia Serrani, filling in for Jesse Kelly of Newsmax at Lydia News, LIDIANEWS. Like news you watch on TV. On the line with us still is Lindsey Lee. She is a former Biden campaign staffer. She helped raise millions of dollars. Then she saw the light because she didn't want to go to hell. So that's why she came out and told the truth about what was really going on in the Biden White House, which, poor Lindsey, it must have been hard for you, though, because all these people that you thought were your friends then turned on you, right? And then you got excommunicated not only from the White House, but from MSDNC, CNN, because they can't. It's like Jack Nicholson. You can't handle the truth. They don't want the truth because all they want to do is maintain power.
Yeah, and I just want to say, as a woman, I'm like still waiting for my health to come back. You know, I'm like sitting here trying to go back to where I was, and I'm still not there yet. This past year has been harrowing for me. I'm just trying to get back to my equilibrium, you know, and I'm just still not there. I feel like I'm still climbing out of the trauma. It's just not easy because it's been my entire life. Not only was I part of DNC leadership, I also ran for Congress as a Democrat. So for me, this is like an identity, and I live in Philadelphia. I'm actually thinking about moving, because they treat me like I'm some sort of like diseased patient. You can't be conservative in a city like Philadelphia. The voter registration is 8-1. But it's very important for me to get the truth out there. If it weren't for me, people wouldn't have found out about the Oprah and Cardi B and the Beyonce payments. I was the one who started that narrative. And I'm so glad that even President Trump is taking up the mantle of that.
Right. Beyonce was paid, what, $11 million? If you remember, folks, she had come out on the stage and people thought she was going to sing, because that's the only way they were able to fill these rallies, was trick people into thinking that there was going to be this like great performance. She came out, never sang, just walked out. And then Oprah, of course, she wasn't technically paid, but Harpo, which is Oprah, obviously spelled backwards, her production company, they were paid.
It's just semantics. She was totally paid.
Totally paid.
Who owns the company? Oprah Winfrey. And here's something I've never said on air. I'm giving it to you, Lydia, because you're a rock star. So one of the reasons why Beyonce didn't want to perform, I actually have two. Number one, she performed for Hillary, and Hillary lost the next day, and she felt blindsided by that. It was a huge L for her brand. You know, to have performed for someone in 2016 and then moments later they lose in such an extravagant fashion. And number two, Jay-Z just wasn't feeling it. You know, Obama was someone that they knew pretty well, someone who's been to their house. Kamala Harris just didn't even have it. Like, even in the eyes of African-Americans, She did not hold the same sway as Obama did.
Right.
So they just, really didn't want.
She didn't have the oomph. She didn't have it.
Mm-hmm.
So Charlamagne the God, I want you to take a listen to this clip number 20. Take a listen.
Watch the Democratic Party after they lied to us so long about President Biden. And I'm big on this because I just read the original Senate. I'm just like, I think that Democrats have tried every strategy except for two things, honesty and courage.
Yeah. Well, there's a lot of people who are courageous right now in the Democratic Party. Our bread and butter issue, our dance with the one that brought you, is health care. People have always trusted us on health care. That's our issue from President Johnson to President Obama to when Donald Trump tried to take it away. That's how we won the House in 2018.
Blah, blah, blah.
This reconciliation bill is going to take 14 million people off their health care.
Oh, shut up. Okay, so that was Charlamagne the God, who, by the way, his studio is right down the hall from here, asking Eric Swalwell, you know, the one that was sleeping with the Chinese spy, should we ever trust the why should anybody ever trust the Democrat Party ever again? Do you think, I said it in my opening statement, that you should never trust the Democrat Party. It's been one lie after the other after the other. At this point, we don't even know what, I don't even think they know what the truth is anymore. What do you think, Lindy? Should we ever trust the Democrat Party ever again?
Absolutely not. I'm having a physical reaction just listening to you because I agree with you so much. And I have flashbacks to all the times they hurt me simply just for telling the truth. I had the chair of the DNC going after me for telling the truth, you know, just calling me all sorts of names. This is the chair of the party, Jamie Harrison. He's going to regret all the things he said to me. I'm writing a book, and I know where the bodies are buried, and I've withheld some stuff that will shock the country. The corruption is worse than you even think. You know, it goes back generations, and it extends back all the way back to, you know, it's the Clintons, they're still not done. Obama, you know, one of the people with the biggest black eyes coming out of 2024, it was Obama. You can see that in the fall of 2024, he was essentially fighting for his political survival. He was out there chastising black men for not backing Kamala Harris. He was out on the hustings every day, just desperate for a win. I think he was running for a fourth term.
I agree with you. I want, real quick before we run out of time, I want you to listen to David Mamet. Again, he was with Bill Maher, and he explained how he was on the show, and then Trump called him. Clip number 23.
Well, you know what happened to me the next morning. You don't know what happened to me the next morning. I was on your show, and you said, are you implying that the Trump meant that the election was stolen? And I was kind of iffy on it, right? Next morning, 8 o'clock, the phone rings. The woman on the phone says, Mr. Mamet, will you hold for the president? I said, wait a second, Biden is calling my president? It's Trump. It's during the Biden administration. And he says, David, it's Donald Trump. I say, Mr. President, thank you for calling. To what do I owe the honor? He said, I saw you on Bill Maher yesterday. You were great. He said, but you wussed out on the question of the stolen election. And then he talked to me for like 20 minutes about how the election was stolen.
But so, it wasn't.
Well, I think it was.
Wow. Do you agree with that? Do you think, I mean, because you can't put anything by them, do you think it was stolen?
I already said 6 months ago, I went on PBD podcast and I said the election was stolen. I said outright. And you know why? One of the biggest reasons, Hunter Biden's laptop, they completely lied to us. They had the entire intelligence community, including Anthony Blinken and Jake Sullivan, telling us it was Russian disinformation. Yeah, right.
Right. It was 50-something officials that they signed off saying is Russian disinformation. They lied
sickening.
To us over and over
really
again.
And I really hope that Pam Bondi or somebody will make sure that none of these people have security clearances ever again. They lied to the American people.
They certainly did. I think a lot of people. And then, of course, the Zuckbucks. Remember Zuckerberg? They put up those drop boxes all throughout the country. I mean, you saw these places that never, ever went blue before. Now, all of a sudden, they were 98% blue. It's just so outrageous. Lindy Lee, where can people find you?
Lindy Lee. Lydia Lee on X would be fantastic. Lydia, you're wonderful. Thank you so much.
You're so wonderful. And when you write your book, we're going to promote the heck out of it. I look forward to talking to you again on my show on Newsmax. And of course, I'm sure next time I come back here on Jesse Kelly. Thank you so much, Lindy Lee. I'm Lydia Serrani. Don't go anywhere. You are listening to The Jesse Kelly Show.
Why should you listen to Armstrong and Getty on Demand?
We're not boring. A lot of news is boring.
And tedious.
And depressing.
And makes you angry. You don't want to live your life like that.
Hey, I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty.
We're Armstrong and Getty.
We try to bring you the truth
and help you figure out this crazy modern world.
How about something about a comedic tone?
We have a winner.
Yes. Listen to Armstrong and Getty on demand on the iHeartRadio app,
Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
As America marks its 250th anniversary, we're looking back at 2.5 centuries of rebellion and liberty through the eyes of the heroes who defended it.
The whole thing about this country is freedom. If we're not careful, we could lose that.
On Medal of Honor, Stories of Courage, we bring you the defining moments of valor that went above and beyond the call of duty. Listen to Medal of Honor on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.